You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Annie Clark grew up in Texas. She studied the guitar and moved to New York in the mid-2000s. She started recording and performing under the name St. Vincent in 2006. She's released 5 albums. She won a Grammy for Best Alternative Album in 2014. Earlier this year, in 2017, St. Vincent released this song, called New York, about the city and neighborhood she calls home. Although nowadays, Annie splits her time between coasts. I spoke to her about this song at her studio in Los Angeles. And if you missed it earlier, just a heads up that this episode contains explicit language. A lot of explicit language. Starting now.
We are the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me.
I get a lot of pleasure from saying fuck. I love that word. It's so satisfying. It's such a satisfying word to say. It just came out. I mean, it was just very natural. The only motherfucker in the city. And I just like the idea of using, you know, really blue language as a term of endearment. This motherfucker, like that motherfucker, no way. Like, motherfucker better get his shit together. I think it's funny. You know, my mother would be horrified, but I've been cursing like a sailor since I was 8. I mean, it's just how you talked on the playground in public school in Dallas, so... I'm sure there are a lot of people who find it objectionable. To all of them, I apologize for your ears, but I just, it's, motherfucker says, like, I know you inside and out. I know you, and you know me. Like, don't pretend. My name is Annie Clark, and I make music as St. Vincent. The original genesis of the song was, I was back in New York, and I texted a friend of mine who had moved away, New York isn't New York without you. And I was like, maybe I'll squirrel that away.
New York isn't New York without you, love.
I still live in New York sometimes. I don't think I can ever give up that as part of my homeland or identity. But ask me tomorrow and I'll say that Texas is my heart and soul. And then there's Los Angeles, which is fine. Which is nice. The weather's great. But New York has my heart and my favorite people in the world. There was another line that I kept kicking around, which was, I've come so far in these few blocks, which again was about my neighborhood in New York. And so that became so far in a few blocks to be solo.
So far in a few blocks to be solo.
Which is a pun. To be alone and so low. So I wrote it on guitar.
At this point, Annie pulled out her phone and hit play on a voice memo recording.
Only motherfucker in the city who can
help me. Oh boy, then we go, then it turns into Lilith Fair. Oh no. You know what my worst nightmare is? That my voice memos get, like, hacked into like, way more than, like, nude photos or anything. Like, no one needs to hear. But then I decided it wasn't a guitar song anyway. I was working on it with Jack Antonoff. We were in Jack Antonoff's studio in New York. And he just started playing it on piano, and it was so nice. If people are aware of my music, they know that I play guitar. But if the song is best suited for piano, insisting that I play it on guitar is really just this, like, insane act of ego. Why would I, you know, why would I do that? It's a certain amount of maturity that says, like, I don't need to paint with all the colors all the time. So when Jack and I put the outline of the song together, and he'd played the piano part originally, And then I went to my friend Thomas Bartlett, who's just my favorite piano player. He's the guy who played on all the national records. And so I threw it to Thomas, and he played on it. Because he has this really lovely upright, and he has felt on the strings, and so he just gets this very intimate, kind of pillowy sound. He's just a real genius. So I had the verses, but I felt like the verses were so airtight that I wasn't sure exactly where to... I knew it needed something else. I knew it needed another section, but I was kind of waiting patiently for that section to come about. And then Jack Antonoff, he put a really beautiful set of chords in between the second verse and the third verse and said, you know, I think it needs to breathe. I was like, yeah, I like these chords. And then I had this other song that I was working on called We Were in Paris, and it had the line, I've lost a hero, I've lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again. I was like, maybe I can take that melody and put it here, because you just have to be ruthless with parts and go, is this serving the song? Is this good enough? And so I was like, oh, this melody works over these chords. I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling, I'd do it all again. The line for me, I've lost a hero, it's referencing the kind of spectral figures of our collective heroes, but it's also very personal for me. And 2016 was like, the earth was like, let's purge ourselves of geniuses. And it's very silly to make something like David Bowie's death about me. I mean, it has nothing to do with me, but I will say that I was really affected, and I cried. I cried for somebody I didn't even know. And I don't know that I've ever done that before. And a lot of people were affected by his death, but it's just, you're like, you can't die. And then Prince a few months later, it was, oof. Then Leonard Cohen a few months, it was just like, what in the world is going on? But it's not just about our big heroes. New York is really a composite for me. It's everybody I love in that song. It's everybody I love, and it's everybody in New York. It's my whole life in a song. Jack has a modular synth set up. I mean, okay, here's the truth. I also have a modular synth, but it takes me about 7 years to get one mediocre sound. So, like, but Jack actually knows how to use his modular synth, so he put that on there. I really like the intimacy of just two people in a room, and I trusted his instinct. Yeah, he just put a lot of pretty things in there, and it was lovely. And then that's Jack on a Model D, which is a Moog that's modeled after a mini Moog, but it's kind of a modernized version of it. It's like a comma. It says, and here we go. It's kind of like a wind up, wind down, like, and here's the punchline. And if I call you from First Avenue, you're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. At this point, again, speaking of guitar player ego, I was like, you know, I really should put some guitar on this. But there just wasn't any obvious thing. It's not like it needed a guitar solo. It didn't really need a counter melody. So we experimented with adding a couple bars of like swelling, feedbacky tremolo guitars. Jack put those to help swell into the next section. The drum part is a four on the floor. So much of my musical life has kind of been spent on wishing live drums sounded different than live drums sound. So I was way less tweaky on like, well, we've got to make a drum part that's clever. I just wanted to write these just airtight songs. And so everything was just in support of the song. So it's just a really simple beat augmented by the modular synths and the arping Moog. You just want it to go. You just want this feeling of quiet propulsion. And then I said, let's get your Model D. And I said, let's do some of those like filter sweeps of the kind of whoosh sounds, because I don't want a cymbal, but I want just the feeling of just like a big exhale. After I finished my last record, I was like, whatever I do in the future, it's going to be programmed beats and it's going to be pedal steel. That's Greg Leese. He's an incredible pedal steel player. I'm obsessed with pedal steel. I didn't grow up on country music. It was on the radio, like I more or less knew the hits, but I was specifically not into country music. To me, country music was like really uncool in the early 90s, whatever. I've since gone back and been like, country's amazing. But there's another touch point of pedal steel, which is Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. That was something I was definitely referencing. No one's ever referenced that record before. I think this song should be the kind of song that you dance to in your bed. Like, you can cry to it and dance to it. I've written, I guess, a lot of songs now. And it's the first song I've written that I thought, oh, this might be someone's favorite song. I've never had that experience before. I mean, I maybe thought, like, maybe someone will like this guitar part, you know? Or, oh, that's a nice lyric, but I'd never, ever. Oh, this could be someone's favorite. I got kind of bored with cleverness. I think that the song just goes straight to the heart. It doesn't pull any punches. It doesn't try to be something it's not. It doesn't really say, hey, look over here, look over here. It's just a nice song from the heart. And it only took me 5 albums to write.
And now, here's New York by St. Vincent in its entirety.
New York isn't New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love, back to you, love. So much for a home run with some blue blood. If I last drawed you on 8th Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can stand me. I have love.
Trade out for some Hollywood. Well,
Visit songexploder.net for more on St. Vincent, including a link to buy this song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. If you love Song Exploder, please leave a review or a rating over at itunes.com/songexploder. And if you want to show everyone how much you love Song Exploder, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/merch. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Coons. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and listeners like you. Learn more about all the shows at radiotopia.fm. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.